You know, one of the things when we grow up, we say we go through different phases. And in my experience in my family was we went through the phase as teenagers of knowing it all. And my mother used to say that you can't teach them anything when they're teenagers because they think they know it all. That experience of knowing it all, you know, I don't know if you've had that experience, but there's something that comes with the zeal of youth that seems to kind of have this experience of thinking that we know everything. You know, young adults, when they get out of college, they've got just that book knowledge, right? And we all probably, if you went through college, had the same experience of having all these theories and ideas, and then you come home and you try to tell everybody exactly how to live their life or something like that. And then we realize that that's life has to teach you a little more lessons so that you get to learn a little more about what life is all about and how this all works. But there is something where they do say a little knowledge is dangerous. You know, I can remember before I was in seminary, most of my education came from reading the Church World. For those who are older, you know, remember the Church World and EWTN. And I thought, well, see, I knew everything about the faith and I used to talk about it a lot and tell everybody what they should believe and what the Catholic Church does believe and what we're supposed to believe in order to be true and what the real truth is. And only after going to seminary, learning the history of the church, learning the idea of sacraments and all of that, realizing it's much more complex than that. And that even though I thought I knew, I realized how little we did know. I bring that up because, of course, that's what's happening in the gospel. These people say they know where Jesus is from, right? He's from Nazareth. They know his parents. They know these people. Who does he think he is? He can't be the Messiah because we already know about him. And then, of course, he challenges them by saying, you think you know me? You think you know all of this? How much you think you know? And it caused me to reflect really on our own experience of spirituality and faith. I remember doing a class on the sacraments, and one of the ladies said to me, you're doing another class on the sacraments? What more can you learn about them? And I thought, oh my goodness, it's a lifelong learning about God. It's a lifelong coming to know God and the faith in a deeper, deeper way that it never ends. And we have this idea that we pretty much, we know what God thinks, we know what our church believes, we know what history told us, and therefore lack sometimes the humility of wondering who Christ is, who has Christ called me to be, and that there's this constant lifelong coming to a deeper relationship, coming to know more, coming to see things more clearly. Sometimes we get desire to kind of propose that we know everything and almost even God himself can't teach us anything. May we always be open to a deeper, more meaningful, more powerful experience that God has for us. And that's what Lent is all about, right? It's all about kind of coming to know deeper and through conversion and a deeper conversion, the faith that is so glorious that God gave us. And the depth is inexhaustible. There's way more than our little minds could ever conceive. And hopefully, as we come to greater, deeper, deeper knowledge, we come to greater, deeper love for all that God has in store for us.